was always dead now, practically in a spring, but that's something that's come on in the last, I don't know, 20 or 30, mm-hmm. maybe, I don't know, maybe 40 years or something. I don't know, but there wasn't any such thing as an inner spring mattress 50 years ago, I don't believe. I'd say they've come on in the last 50 years, but they were just good mattresses, but I mean, they were cotton and all, but they weren't inner spring.
We used to go and have Mr.
Yeah.
Had a mattress factory, and they made mattresses.
He made some good mattresses. Of course, I know before he went out of business out of there, he was making some inner spring mattresses, but for years there, I remember they didn't have inner spring mattresses.
What'd y'all do for refrigeration out there, Tommy?
Where is that now?
Out in our time, did you have electricity?
Well, originally, in fact, we used to go down there in the summers for when we were still living up here. We had that house down there, and we'd go down there and spend the summers. And, of course, we just had an old ice box down there to start off with, just, and you'd go to the ice man and get, you know, just block ice.
Put it in sawdust?
No, you just put it in had regular refrigerators. There'd be four compartments. Most of them were four compartments. One was the ice compartment, and then under that there was a little, maybe three compartments. And then the other side was a big door all the way, I think, from the top to the bottom. And on the other side to where the ice was, and then you had a little drip. I mean, of where it was a drain, because see, the ice was going to melt, and you'd have a drain, and you usually had them on the back porch, and then you'd have a hole cut in the floor to where the water would drip on up under the house there. But see, everybody had. But I remember, in fact, when I was a kid, I had a little wagon, and we lived out on 2nd there, and the ice house was just about a couple of blocks from me, and I'd go, that's something I did in the summertime, I'd sell ice to my two aunts and mother, and I don't remember whether, I know those three, I guess, that was bought, and it'd take about, you'd take about 50 pounds of ice a day, because you'd use quite a bit of ice, making ice water and everything, and we used to keep what we called a cooler on the back porch. Just the kind of like the water coolers you see in you see these kind of glass ones, but it wasn't that kind. It was just a metal thing, and it had a thing you turn on and off, and you put ice up in the top of it, and you had a thing you turn on, and we'd put some amount of ice in there where we could go get a drink of water when we want to, and we'd have it on the back porch too.
Instead of the refrigerator.
Instead of having to open and chipping ice off your refrigerator, you just put it maybe you put a 50-pound thing of ice in your refrigerator, and then you put a 12 and a half pound in there to keep the water cold.
And some people had dippers by the side of them to drink out of. We all had our own glasses.
Yeah. Well, we always had a glass or something.
We were talking about beds. Did you have you put your head on a...
What, just pillow, you mean?
Yeah, but did you have one maybe that went from one side of the...
I've seen them where they... But really, I don't think it was one pillow, but I think it was just a kind of a case that you could slip two pillows in.
A pillow sham.
And you'd slip your pillows in that thing. That was more kind of to go with your bedspread and everything for looks than it was for sleeping on.
Yeah, you know what a bolster was, though? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard the word bolster, but I don't really.
That's about the same thing as the sham, I think.
Those are the kind that went clean across the bed. Now, may I ask how many kids there were in your family?
Just three boys.
Yeah. Well, sometimes if somebody ever came to visit, would folks ever maybe kind of make a makeshift bed or something like that?
Well, of course, our house, we had a big house.
Yeah, had lots.
And we had quite a bit of room, man.
Right.